Finally, in this session, let us take a brief look at discretionary will trusts. This is the most flexible way in which a testator can draft a will. The will simply leaves the whole of the estate on a discretionary trust for a wide class of nominated beneficiaries. Those beneficiaries will typically include the deceased's wife, children, grandchildren, etc. The testator will leave instructions to the trustees asking them to distribute his estate according to the individual needs of the beneficiaries. The reason for such an arrangement is to prevent the need for the testator to regularly review and amend his will during his lifetime, as and when circumstances change. It also circumvents the need for beneficiaries to draw up deeds of variation to change dispositions after the testator's death. If a testator leaves his entire estate to a discretionary trust, this is a chargeable transfer for inheritance tax purposes. This will be the case even if the spouse is a beneficiary of the discretionary trust. As the whole of the estate has been left to a chargeable beneficiary, inheritance tax is payable in full on the normal due date. The inheritance tax treatment of the discretionary will trust is contained at Section 144 of the Inheritance Tax Act. Under Section 144, any distributions from the trust within 2 years of death are deemed to have been made by the deceased in his or her will. This means that if the trustees make a distribution to an exempt beneficiary, such as a spouse or charity, within 2 years of death, this is treated as having been made by the deceased in his will, and is therefore an exempt transfer. As inheritance tax would have already been paid on the basis that the whole of the estate is chargeable to inheritance tax, such a distribution to an exempt beneficiary will lead to a repayment of some of the inheritance tax. As we shall see when we study inheritance tax on trusts, a distribution by a discretionary trust will normally give rise to an IHT liability called an exit charge. Under Section 144, if a distribution is made within 2 years of death, it is treated as having been made by the deceased, and it will not give rise to an IHT exit charge. It is important that distributions to exempt beneficiaries are not made within 3 months of death. In this instance, Section 144 will not apply, and the gift to the spouse or charity will not be treated as exempt for IHT purposes. Although this is a very flexible way of drafting a will, there are disadvantages from a capital gains tax perspective. Distributions of assets by trustees to beneficiaries are treated as disposals by the trustees for CGT purposes, and a capital gain could arise. Section 144 applies for IHT purposes only. It does not deem distributions to have been made by the deceased for CGT purposes. CGT gift relief would only be available if the assets leaving the trust were business assets. This problem is partially alleviated by HMRC, who have indicated that any distributions before the end of the administration period are treated as having been made on death at probate value. Therefore, capital gains will only arise on distributions from the trust once the administration period has been completed. Again, this point will become clearer once you have studied the module on estates. There are a couple of short practice questions to complete the session. Answer D is false. Deeds of variation must be in writing, and they must be made within 2 years of death and by the person relinquishing an interest. A variation can result in more inheritance tax becoming payable, and in this instance, the consent of the executors must be obtained. James varied Philip's will so as to pass the painting to his daughter Mary. You were told in the question that James included a statement under Section 62 TCGA 1992. This means that the gift by James to Mary is ignored for CGT purposes, and Mary is deemed to have acquired the painting on Philip's death. Mary's base cost is therefore deemed to be the probate value in December 2007, i.e. £180,000. Mary sells the painting on the 1st of January 2011. As her base cost is £180,000, her capital gain is £70,000. That concludes this session on deeds of variation and discretionary will trusts.